92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite 745. I'm Muriel and Murphy. 80% return rate on absentee ballots as of Thursday. On the line, Ottawa County Clerk Justin Roebuck. Good morning, Justin. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. I'm doing well. Okay. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I bet. So busy. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. First question for you. What has surprised you the most about early voting?
Well, honestly, I think it's been the dramatic turnout. You know, we really have, we've onboarded early voting in February for the presidential primary and then again in August. But the numbers are just extraordinary. I mean, really over the weekend, we excelled turnout with both of those other elections combined. So, you know, we're looking at upwards of 30,000 folks that will likely cast a ballot through early voting in Ottawa County, which is just amazing. It's fantastic.
It really is amazing. And I'm thinking that maybe people are, you know, this could be the most important presidential election of our lifetime. A lot of people are saying that. And maybe I'm thinking people just wanted not necessarily to get it out of the way, but just wanted to vote as soon as they could. It's just interesting to me how many people are out there getting it done. I mean, even my own kids who are 26, they did early voting as well. So what do you think one thing is that voters need to know when they head to the polls in Ottawa County?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question. I think, you know, if you're early voting, Holland or Georgetown Township, you're likely to have a little bit of a line. We've really been able to have some consistency in making those wait times drop since the weekend. And we're processing more and more voters more and more quickly. Grand Haven and Polkton Township, those two sites that are in the northern part of the county, just have a bit fewer voters actually going to those sites. And so there's not really any line issues really since the weekend. But you can check out miottawa.org/early voting. And we have a line tracker there. So you can just kind of monitor the wait times, and that might help you plan your visit a bit more.
That's awesome. I had no idea that you had that. See, I'm glad that I have you on the line. I have a question about absentee ballots.
Yeah.
Okay, your absentee ballot. It comes with a brown envelope. You're supposed to put your ballot in the brown envelope. Then you're supposed to put that brown envelope in the white envelope. What if somebody forgot to put their ballot in the brown envelope, put it in the white envelope, and put it, and sent it in? It'll still get counted, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So the brown envelope is what we call the secrecy envelope.
And
really it's just for the voter's privacy. There's a process when we count absentee ballots where one bipartisan team looks at the outer envelope, which has your name on it. And they do some verification steps with that. They open the envelope and then they move the brown envelope and the secrecy sleeve and the ballot onto another team. So at that point, you know, the goal is to make sure that everyone's vote is private. And so at that point, your name is not tied to that ballot, and then the other team can continue processing.
Okay.
No, the answer to the question is we would absolutely count a ballot without that brown envelope,
okay.
But it's important for privacy.
Yeah, I know somebody that did that, actually. So it's really important to read everything when you get that packet. Now, absentee ballots, how many secure places do we have to drop those absentee ballots out in Ottawa County?
It's a great question. We have about 30 total drop boxes in the county. One is at the location of every single city and township hall. And you can actually go online to find that information as well, miottawa.org/elections. There's an app right there that says Find My Dropbox. You can type in your address and it will tell you exactly where you need to take your ballot. You can always take your ballot into the local clerk's office, your city or township clerk as well. Really, the address that's on, the return address that's on your envelope, you can go to that address and find a place to drop your ballot. Definitely don't mail it at this point. We're 4 days out from the election, so we don't want to put it in the USPS.
No, I was going to ask you about that. Next question. Are we going to know who the next president of the United States is on Wednesday morning?
that's a great question, and it's possible, but I think Ottawa County will very, very likely have all of our results reporting on Wednesday morning. There's not a doubt in my mind about that. But certainly because other states have different processes for when they can begin to count absentee ballots and ballots that come in by mail, and some of those states are swing states, and so It is going to be a really interesting and challenging process in terms of when we might know the results. I think for me, the biggest thing for voters to keep in mind is we as election officials want to have timely results, but the most important thing is that we're getting things accurate and that we're being deliberate and that we're doing all of the checks and balances necessary. And that does take time. So, you know, that's the biggest goal for us.
What about local race results? Will those be in Wednesday morning?
For sure. Yeah. So all of our results come in really at the same time in terms of, you know, the top of the ticket versus the bottom of the ticket. And we really don't leave our office until the last results have reported in. And, you know, historically, obviously it's a very big election. The presidential election is our largest turnout election, and that does take longer to get those results because of it. But historically, we've been able to report everything by, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., sometimes 2 a.m.
Yeah.
On the website on Wednesday morning. So we'll be there until the last ones come.
That's good to know. What happens if clerks in our state and around the country refuse to verify the results?
Well, it's a great question because, you know, in Michigan, our law is very, very clear on the certification process. And essentially, the certification of election results comes following the election. In Michigan, we have 14 days to do it. And it's done not actually by clerks, but by bipartisan, independently appointed individuals called the Board of County Canvassers. And in Michigan, you know, we have 83 counties. We have 83 boards of county canvassers.
Mm-hmm.
If a board of county canvassers does not do its statutory ministerial responsibility of canvassing and certifying the election, that goes to the State Board of Canvassers, and the State Board of Canvassers has to perform those functions. And then essentially they send the bill to the county for that. And so it's very clear in the law what would happen. Now, if for some reason the state board refused to do it, it would go to the court. But I don't have any doubt that our Ottawa County Board of Canvassers will certify the election. I also don't have any doubt that the State Board of Canvassers will perform their role as well. So I think we're in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly one of those challenges that we've seen pop up.
Are there any other election certification protections that Ottawa County has?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we have a lot of checks and balances in our system, really from the very beginning of, you know, the vote counting process. Anytime any decision is being made about a ballot, you know, when a voter is being processed in the precinct or early voting, when an absentee ballot is being counted, and when the election is being certified, it's all being done by bipartisan teams. A Republican and a Democrat have to be at the table performing those functions. And it's all being done in public. So, you know, the public is, our precincts, our election day precincts are open to the public. We have public viewing areas. Mm-hmm. We have observers that we allow into that process to see behind the table as voters are being processed. And certainly on the certification level, that is all open to the public and transparent as well. So there's a lot of protections that go into the system. One thing I always love to talk about is the very tight chain of custody that is surrounding all of our election materials. Ballots that are sealed up are done so in bipartisan teams. That tamper evidence seals are placed on all of the approved containers containing our ballots, and those seal numbers go to different places. So there's a lot of checks and balances where we can verify where our election materials have been and who has last touched them. And that's a really important aspect of integrity as well.
Yeah, it sure is. Now, on the county elections page, you know that those of us working in a newsroom will start looking at it at about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. We'll hit that refresh button over and over and over while we eat pizza and drink coffee. Will you have any updates on that page, or you're not going to, or you're just going to wait till it's all, till everything's been counted to put anything on there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we will update the website in real time as we are receiving results. So I expect our first initial results to come in probably close to 9:30 p.m. And those results will likely be all of the results from early voting. So because early voting ends on Sunday, we cannot generate any totals from early voting until the close of polls at 8 p.m. So we have a whole team, a bipartisan team that arrives at our office on election night, and they are ready to go in generating those totals after 8 p.m. So that will likely be the first update. And then as we get results, those results are being physically driven in to our office by deputized staff. Essentially the data cards in secure containers that contain the results of the tabulator. So those results will appear on our unofficial website, unofficial results website, as soon as we are able to get them and process them. And then we'll just kind of continue doing that until the last ones come in.
All right. Very good. I think we've covered everything. One last question. What do you think you've learned from all of this in the last year?
Man, that is a great question. I mean, I think we've had a tremendous amount of change in our election law. Early voting is probably one of the biggest things, but we've also expanded the ability for voters to cast absentee ballots as well. And I think, you know, one of the primary things I've learned is that we as election officials really need to have the resources on hand to support all of these changes and effectively support our voters. It's so important at the federal, state, and local level to fund election administration and to make sure we have the resources. And we do in Ottawa. I think we are blessed and fortunate to be able to have resources that we need. But I think we have to continually think about that process as election administrators.
Well said. Listen, stay safe, and thanks to your crew out there. We appreciate it, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us, because I know you're really busy. So I'll continue to look at the Facebook page to see how many ballots have been returned and whatnot, but 80% as of yesterday. Have a terrific weekend, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Justin Roebuck.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. You bet. Take care.